talking then to Joni Faneker, and you had a couple of motions. The first one had pretty much moved a couple of the contributors to tears, and that was in relation to, I suppose, to summarise, the fact that the Isle of Man should be speaking up, particularly Tynwald should be speaking up when it sees things happening internationally which it doesn't agree with.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, kind of. What I was really asking was for a written communication to be made to the UK government from Tynwald Parliament, which expressed that we don't think that they should provide defence support or intelligence for countries credibly alleged to be committing war crimes or crimes against humanity. So it didn't reference any specific situation. It just asked for a kind of principled stance, I suppose. However, the Council of Ministers brought an amendment. And as you'd said, Phil, you know, people, it was quite an emotive debate. It was quite charged, which was actually really, it wasn't good to see. That's not the right word. But I was buoyed, I think, to see that people were emotionally invested in this issue, because actually it really is one that we should all be invested in, and that we should all have some part of our attention being paid to it. Obviously, people were talking about the situation in Israel and Gaza. And that I did, as I did mention, that speaks more to that reality of that situation, because my motion didn't reference any country or situation in the world today. So the fact that everybody's minds immediately went to that, I think, speaks absolute volumes. And with members being quite emotional about the scenes that we've been witnessing, which have been harrowing, absolutely harrowing is really the only word that we could use to describe that, I think. So it had, it had made some people very emotional, which is right, absolutely right in this situation. The Council of Ministers had an amendment, which, as I say, did specifically reference the situation in the Middle East, and did reaffirm our alignment with international law, which is good. It had some merits, but of course it did strip out the requirement for the Chief Minister to write to the UK government, which I think is just a huge missed opportunity for our Parliament to actually take a mature and prudent and principled stand.
And there were several other amendments. One suggested that maybe the president of Tynwald could write on behalf of Tynwald, and then it's, I suppose, taking that anxiety of government-to-government related communication away. That wasn't supported either, was it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was actually supported in Keys, but it wasn't supported in the Legislative Council, presumably with the president kind of being the leader of the Legislative Council, if you want to put it in those terms. So it's a shame that that amendment failed because of the disagreement of the Houses. I would have been comfortable with anybody writing, really, and do intend to take some action in that area myself.
So basically you're going to write to somebody?
Yeah, I mean, I think there will be a group of people who will wish to put their names to a letter. And you know, that could include other political parties as well. So at this stage, it's not nothing set in stone. But I think there is a lot of will to make that sort of, it's a symbolic gesture, and we are all aware of that, and we do lots of symbolic gestures as parliaments. But it's a cautious and careful but in its heart a very principled approach to take, in my view.
And why do you suppose that government seems so concerned not to have to write on this particular issue? I mean, I think you referenced in your speech that we were quick enough to respond on the Russia-Ukraine situation. Why do you think specifically on the Palestine-Israel position government is loath to comment?
It's a tough question, isn't it, really? I think the answer revolves around political allegiances, really, and the fact that Israel is a Western-aligned government. And this is the first time, really, I think, that the Western world has been called to apply the rules-based order of the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice, because this is the first time ever that a Western-aligned leader in Benjamin Netanyahu has had an arrest warrant put out for war crimes and crimes against humanity. And I would ask the question, have we stepped up to our responsibility, actually, in light of the fact that this was the first time that we've been tested? Have we stepped up to that?
And, well, I suppose then answer your own question.
well, no.
That's a fair answer. So what we've ended up with basically then is a position statement of Timrod.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, it's definitely not without its merit. It's a good position statement in many ways. I'm disappointed to see that it takes out the requirement to contact the government of the United Kingdom about it, because I feel like that is our responsibility. As I referenced several times, it is our responsibility under customary international law, that places all parliamentarians under a responsibility, actually, and the provisional measures by the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, did trigger or engage that responsibility, I suppose, for all countries, regardless of size, regardless of constitutional status, to take actions to prevent genocide. Have we done that? It would be my question. I've tried to do that by asking our parliament to express that our view is that we shouldn't be providing any form of defence support or intelligence support to countries that are credibly alleged by recognised international organisations, the highest legal authority in the world, to be committing war crimes. So that, I feel like we've had the debate, and it's been a good debate, and it was engaged with respectfully, and like I said, it did elicit many emotional responses, which was right and apt under the circumstances. I just do wish that we had retained the requirement to write to the United Kingdom government, and I think that will be something that members will look back on with sincere regret when the day of reckoning arrives.
The Isle of Man has its own international personality agreement, which was agreed, I think, back in the time Tony Brown was chief minister, and that effectively allows the Isle of Man to effectively steer its own course on the international stage. Writing to the UK is one thing, perhaps writing to the warring parties in the Middle East is something else that should be being considered.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, it's certainly a good suggestion. I think my point was that we all have our spheres of influence. We all have the areas that we can pull levers in, and the areas which are outside of our sphere of influence. In my view, our sphere of influence is very much with the fact that we have a constitutional relationship with the UK that sees us as respectful partners. That's the United Kingdom's words from many, many reports and statements that they've issued on their constitutional relationship with the Crown Dependencies. So as respectful partners, I think it's right for us to show that constructive criticism and say, you know, can you just check that you are aligning yourself with your international obligations on our behalf?
And you mentioned there the Channel Islands. I think Jersey has made a clear position known to the UK government.
Indeed, and they expressed that opinion to the UK government via their external relations minister. So for whatever reason, the Council of Ministers have not felt that we can do the exact same thing that Jersey did. I think that reason will probably be lost in the mists of time, because it might be a personal issue with that's not been expressed over this debate. What was expressed was that it wouldn't be appropriate for us to do that, which is clearly not the case, because there is precedent for this. So when we can see that two things have been, something's been said that is clearly not true, because it doesn't compare with a precedent that is exists, we have to kind of draw our own conclusions, and that's all we can do in this scenario as to why the Council of Ministers have decided we couldn't do that.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.